Up around the turn they come, and it's Butter Blonde, joined now by Rambo, and headed it now. Rambo's dashed to the lead with Prince Amongst Men. Love and Feelings running on down the outside, then Readily Available, Mystery Eclipse, and Scorched Earth. Rambo and Prince Amongst Men out in front. They're then followed by Readily Available. It's Rambo, the inside of Prince Amongst Men, late Readily Available. Rambo and Prince Amongst Men, Readily Available, dive and got up. Readily Available beat Prince Amongst Men, and maybe third Rambo behind them, Scorched Earth.
He got up in the last stride, and well done to Dane Barry, calling very successfully another of the Magic Million two-year-old Clockwise Classics, and it was Readily Available getting up for John Sargent, who aimed his two-year-old at the race. And John joins us this morning. Congratulations, John. That was a plan well executed on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks very much. It was a great result for everyone involved.
When did you start to think about this race? Because the horse being trained at Randwick, and I'd imagine all his early education that way of going, certainly would have been an advantage.
Yeah, I went down there a couple of years on the Ballarat Cup, and I saw that a lot of the two-year-olds were sort of a bit green that way around, your local two-year-olds. I thought, geez, if I can get something down here that's got a well-mannered colt or a filly that does everything right, if I find something like that, I'll bring them down. And lucky enough to find that horse at the Tasmanian Sales last year or this year, and he trialled well. He won his trial at Rose Hill, and I thought he'd be the perfect horse for the race.
How much did he cost?
$25. I bought him for myself, and like being a dumb I gave a mate a few shares, so I've still kept the leg in him, so that's a good result, and I've got a nice horse. So that's the main thing.
Gee, it is a good result, $25,000. Unfortunately, your phone's just a little bit dodgy there, John. I don't know if you can stand in a better area. Gee, I was impressed with the way he attacked the line, and it was a beautiful ride from Michael D as well.
Yeah, I've got quite an association with Michael D. His father trained with me in New Zealand at Cambridge, and a good mate of mine. Michael was a very good young rider in New Zealand. I think he was the top one, the junior show jumping in New Zealand, and he's a natural horseman. I've seen horses down there, and he always rides good, very good for us, so thought it was a good choice to put him on. He's a nice, relaxed rider, and no, he rode it perfectly, you know, because he was a shade slow away, but he said there was a lot of speed on, and no, he sprouted wings in the straight and hit the line strongly.
Gee, it was a great day for the Kiwis at Ballarat on Saturday, with Brett Scott and Michael Walker teaming up with a cup win as well with Irish Flame. So the Kiwis to the fore on Saturday. What do you do now with the Readily Available? Do you head up to the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions up there? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he just got back this morning, actually. Was lucky enough, Peter Snowden, for a few years down there, and he arrived this morning in good order. About for probably 10 days, and he might go to the Wyong Magic Millions race and then to the Gold Coast, or have a trial and aim him back to the Gold Coast, because now he's qualified. The big thing's getting him there, and the bonus is he's owned by a lot of ladies. That there's a $5,000 bonus for the first ladies horse home in that race. So we really just want to aim for the big race in, at the Gold Coast.
How much more upside do you think he's got? Could he be a contender in some of the biggest two-year-old races, or is he maybe just the restricted level at this stage?
Probably at this stage, it's hard to tell. He's gone well against the restricted field then. He's not a rush colt. He might, you know, two-year-old go up. They plan it out. They're at their level. So we'll find out in the next month or two for sure with his pecking order. But at this stage, I think, you know, he's just at a nice level where he's probably in front of some of the other two-year-olds.
Good on you, John. Congratulations. It was a mastermind, and you've pulled it off bringing the two-year-old down here, and we wish you the best when you head up to the Gold Coast in the new year.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.